This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The wait for a verdict in the Kermit Gosnell murder trial began Tuesday as the prosecution meticulously summarized for the jury the testimony of 54 witnesses. Assistant prosecutor Ed Cameron summarized the prosecution case, saying that his dog is treated better than Gosnell treated babies and women. A woman who was set to be a rebuttal witness had Dr. Gosnell testified is telling how, when she was a teen, Gosnell aborted her baby. Desiree Hawkins says another clinic hid from her how far along her baby was in her pregnancy, and Gosnell not only ridiculed her for complaining about pain, but poorly treated her baby's remains. She wants to see other states' departments of health to protect others better than Pennsylvania protected her. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. In other news, the Plan B morning after pill has been approved by the FDA for sales over-the-counter to girls as young as 15. Such hormone overdoses are known both as an abortifacient and for studies showing its availability as unable to reduce the numbers of unexpected pregnancies overall. And Philadelphia Archbishop Charles Chaput is taking national media to task for its coverage of the Gosnell abortion story. He says, abortion is too often and in too many newsrooms exactly the kind of topic that brings on a sudden case of snow blindness. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.